This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to the next edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown, and we're chatting some swimming today. Returning guest on the podcast as we head back to Sydney in Australia, Campbell Hansen joins us now. Campbell, welcome back.
Thanks, Brad. Good to be back.
Campbell, let's talk about your swim. You've got a fairly... I say fairly decent. People are probably rolling their eyes. I mean, you swam a mid 50-minute swim in Kona last year. That's more than decent. You must be pretty chuffed with the way you swim.
I never grew up as a swim kid, so I learned to swim as a triathlete at, learned to swim properly as a triathlete at 15, 16 years old. But one of the benefits of living in Australia is that the level of swimming is really, really high. You look at the age group racing in Australia, access to the beach, public pools, swim squads, that sort of thing, the ocean, the open water swimming events that are on every weekend, the level of swimming's high. So you kind of get, you get sucked along with that. My swim volume, my going into Kona last year, my goal each week was to swim 12 kilometers a week, and that would be usually 2 4-kilometer squad sessions with a fair bit of intensity in there, and then one sort of aerobics recovery technique drill swim session that I'd do by myself. I might have had a few weeks where I swam 14, 15, 16 Ks, probably had a couple where I didn't make 12, but essentially that was the benchmark. So, I think for me to swim 55 minutes, I'm pretty happy off that sort of volume. Again, we talk about Dan Plews and his amazing performance out there. He's averaged 20 k's a week for 20 weeks, so that's a lot more swimming.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about some of the things that you think has made a difference in your swim. Obviously, you talk about those three sessions, but is there anything that you can nail down and go, you know what, these one or two things really moved the needle for me?
Yep, and it usually comes back to the same thing, and that's consistency. repeatedly getting to swim squad, and fronting up and consistently doing the work. Swimming is probably a little bit different to cycling and running. It's a skill. It's like hitting a golf ball or hitting a tennis ball, but the technique is important. I think with cycling and running, if you do it enough, you naturally become more efficient at it. Swimming's a little bit different. So some things I worked on last year that I think made a difference was increasing my stroke rate. I had a big dead spot where my arm entered the water, and I'd end up dropping my elbow a little bit and pushing the water. So I did a lot of drills around like a band around my ankles and my pull board between my ankles, and then trying to turn my arms over faster. So as soon as my hand entered the water, just pushing down and catching. So some speed work around that I think made a big difference. And flexibility as well. You look at the numbers, and we do a bit of this through our practice as physios. To increase the numbers around swimming are really interesting. To increase your velocity in the water by 10%, so to go from swimming say 90 seconds per 100 down to 81 seconds, which is a big difference. You can either increase your force output by 30%, or you can decrease your drag force by 3%. So you can either improve your boat shape, which is basically flexibility, so thoracic extension, hip extension, ankle flexibility, or you can increase your output by 30%. And to increase your output by 30%, you're probably going to metabolically be able to do that for 100, 200 meters before you're absolutely blowing, or if you try and do it a lot, you're potentially going to end up injured with, you know, your rotator cuff or something like that is the weakest link in the chain. So, you know, technique and what we call boat shape, flexibility in the waters are massively important. I think, you know, the better you get as a swimmer, the more gears you've got. So you can change pace during a race to get on feet. And I remember I used to have trouble with that, and I still do occasionally. I'll have shocking swims where I get out of the water and I think, oh my God, I'm 3 minutes behind people that I train with that I'm quicker than in the pool. And then the next race, I'll be ahead of them. So, I think, you know, being able to have that upper end where you can change pace and get onto feet and close gaps makes a difference. But in terms of technique stuff, I worked on last year was really just, faster arm turnover. And trying to lose that dead spot in the front of my stroke.
And those numbers on the sort of getting more streamlined, the boat shape, as you say, that's phenomenal. I've never heard that. That is just mind blowing. And I think a couple of people's heads just exploded. What are some of the, I mean, in your professional experience, what are some things you can do to improve that?
So you'll, I mean, the numbers come out of the, AIS swimming program. So, that's why it's basically flexibility based. That's why, elite, if you're not essentially hypermobile, you won't make it as an elite swimmer because you don't have the flexibility in your shoulders and other parts of your body. So, you know, things we'll look at generally will be, thoracic extension. So how straight you can get your thoracic spine in the water. What your hip extension's like. So if you've got tight hip flexors and they're pulling your legs down in the water, that's going to increase your drag force. If you've got stiff ankles and you can't point your toes really well when you kick, then that's going to increase you're going to disturb more water and have a bigger drag force behind you. So we'll look at we run a triathlon screening program here that's mainly used by the local Balmoral Triathlon Club, and we'll measure all of those things and there's benchmarks you want people about to hit, and then we'll put a, you know, flexibility, mobility program together for them to work on. But, you know, it takes time. You know, you're not going to change it in a week or two. It's, you know, months or years of working on it, and all those little things add up slowly. And then, you know, you also just need to train hard, right? You know, Brett Sutton talks about, you know, a lot of age group triathletes being completely focused on swim technique, and yes, swim technique's important, but you also need to be able to hold good form when you're fatigued, and the only way you're going to get to that point is by swimming a lot when you're fatigued. Absolutely. And working on holding that form when you're under stress. So, you know, all of those things add up and hopefully you make an improvement.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Campbell, thoroughly enjoyed that chat. I look forward to talking about your bike, because I know you did a couple of things again. If you talk boat shape on the bike from an aero perspective in the build-up to Kona last year, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.